Let's start this Monday off with some eats.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Powered by State Farm.
We're going to start it off with a bath bomb. Hershey's.
Huh? A bath bomb?
A bath fizzy bar from what? Hershey's. It's milk chocolate scented.
But you can't eat that, right?
You shouldn't.
No, no, I'm saying.
You want to end up in the emergency room.
Look, I always worry about things like that are labeled because I'm afraid a kid's going to see that and go, oh, wow.
I know. It's true. And do you want your bath to smell like that?
The chocolate smell doesn't bother me. It's just the darkness. Have you ever used a dark bath bomb?
Yes, I had.
Lush has this black one and we use it.
Purple one.
And black ones always stain my tub. So.
That makes sense. I mean, some people like having chocolate syrup poured on them. So, I mean, same thing, right?
Oh, really?
That chocolate bath bomb?
Is that for after the show?
What did you do this weekend?
Don't ask.
Pillsbury, their soft batch cookies. They've got two new flavors now, Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Lucky Charms.
Oh.
I like that. Have you ever had those yet? I had them. They're just like all the others. Like
Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
No, the soft cookies.
They're
supposed to be like the Pillsbury ones you make.
Okay.
But they can't be.
They're kind of soft, just like, the
Chips Ahoy ones,
those.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Takis. We got new Takis flavors. Comes in three different varieties. The Takis, the rolled up ones. They've also got the pop version, which is popcorn, and like a Ruffles version called Waves, and it's a new nacho cheese flavor. Usually they have the spicy flavor.
Yes, right. Well, I was going to say that's been the barrier to entry for me with Takis. So
corporate term in food, dude. This is the barrier to entry.
Do you like some Flamin' Hot Cheetos? Nope, that's the barrier to entry for me. What does he say on the cereal aisle? Bojangles Chicken. This is a weird one here. They're getting into the hard sweet tea business.
Oh, well, wait. You know why? It's because their sweet tea is off the charts.
Yeah. Well, now they have alcohol in it. And speaking of chicken, KFC has now introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken Nuggets. At KFC.
Oh, they've never had them?
I think they've had different iterations of them in the past, but this is like their new one.
Oh, yeah. If you're in the chicken business and you don't have a nugget on your menu, you're not getting any kids' meals sold.
Also, too, Starbucks is getting rid of a flavor. Raspberry. The raspberry syrup is going away. Apparently, it's not popular.
Oh. Hmm.
I don't know who. So if you walk in there and order a raspberry white chocolate mocha.
I've never had raspberry there, but I do think it's a delicious little
maybe they
topping.
Use that in their little, what do they call it, the sparklers or whatever they have?
The little fruit drinks.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all the stores that have the stuff now, as soon as their supply runs out, they're
done. Okay, thank you, Sam.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know at 6:50.
Coming up next, I can't wait to tell you, Sam, about the progress Murphy is making at home, and it'll be good for you guys' bromance. Sam, I wanted to tell you about some personal progress that Murphy is making in his life, and I see it first before anyone else. Maybe you will. It'll trickle down and
weight
you'll
loss,
see it since
no
he's
more
your
itching.
Since he's your bromance. No, this is personal progress for Murphy.
Really? Okay.
And I think you've made an effort, and I see it working.
Good, because I'm used to going backwards for most of my life.
That's
not
true.
What is it for?
Here's the example. I just got a text from him earlier this morning. This is one of the examples. He sent, he's on the way. He says, need anything? Leaving in four. And I'm like, four? Leaving in 4 minutes? That's pretty specific.
I thought that
leaving
was funny.
Leaving in five. Ha-ha.
That's the reason I was doing that.
I bring it up that way because Murphy is working on being on time. Oh. I can tell it. We've not talked about it.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. I shouldn't be surprised.
I mean, yes, of course I am.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You and I had a really big talk about it a few weeks back after that incident when we were going to a concert and we barely made it in the doors.
Yeah.
And on the way home, and I was just like, look, I want to talk to you about this because this also makes me crazy and it takes away the enjoyment. We talked about it and you talked to me. And since that time, I feel like you have been more aware of time. You've not been late for things.
Well, I mean, that's good. I didn't. So that day just was full of accidents and things that,
I know.
I was delayed.
But you haven't been late for haircuts since then, workouts, meetings.
The show.
The show. You haven't been late here.
I honestly, it's not anything I've been paying attention to. I'm really,
just dumb luck.
I thought you had made some sort of big effort.
Well, I guess if there's any one change that I have made, and it's really to take the stress off of myself as much as anything, is to understand that, if I have an appointment across town at 2 o'clock, that doesn't mean, okay, I'll leave it 10 to 2. You know, sometimes you can't. So I'm giving myself half hour leeways now and those kind of things just to make sure.
And that's needed. That's been needed in your life. Wouldn't you agree, Sam?
Yeah. So you're going to throw away the shirt I gave you for Christmas?
Oh.
No, I love it. It's comfortable.
The one that says I'm probably late for something.
Right, exactly. I just don't wear that one to doctor's appointments.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by eBay.
In Hollywood, there are a lot of remakes, but here's one I'm excited about because I've always heard great things about this story, this movie, but I've never seen it. The Alfred Hitchcock Vertigo.
Hmm.
Have you ever seen it? Do you know anything about it?
I've heard of it. I don't think I've ever seen it.
It was Jimmy Stewart. Yeah. He played a police detective forced to retire because of like this trauma that he went through, and he was terrified of heights and vertigo.
Yeah.
And then he gets hired, I guess, as like a PI to tail the wife of a friend, and he becomes obsessed with her. That sounds like a great story.
Mm-hmm.
They're remaking it, and guess who's in talks to star in the part originally done by Jimmy Stewart?
Who?
Robert Downey Jr.
Honestly, there's 100 people who want to kill me.
Iron Man.
I hope I can protect the one thing I can't live without.
He is so good.
Yeah, he is.
He would be good in that.
He will be good in that. He's the Jimmy Stewart of our time. Well,
and that makes
Tom Hanks.
You're right.
That makes me want to go back and watch Vertigo. And I've always heard that my parents were like huge Alfred Hitchcock fans.
I don't want to go back. I just want to see this.
I know.
One.
Rear Window actually was another great one. I did see that one.
Just so you know, Sam, as well. The writer, his name is Stephen Knight. He's one of the writers of Peaky Blinders. He's working on the reworking of a modern-day Vertigo script. Cool.
Coming up next.
Time to head up our Facebook and Instagram for your comments.
We like hearing from you. In fact, join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ, or you can hit us up online.
Social Media Connect.
Okay, so from our Facebook and Instagram pages, some comments coming in. This is from Stacy. She says, Stacey. You guys were talking about the Camaro.
Yes, going away. Yeah,
we were. Oh, I know you guys are sad about it.
Chevrolet has decided they're not going to make it after 2024.
2024 will be the last gas-powered model that they roll out. That's what was in the statement. That doesn't mean there's going to be an electric version. It just means that was the statement that they released. And it's sad. The people who are buying those vehicles are police departments, like those muscle cars, like because the Dodge Challenger has gone away as well from the whatever American muscle car book right now. But anyway, I think they'll come back. Stacy says, we were talking about you guys being sad about the sound. If they all become electric, the sound goes away. Mm-hmm. She says, Ford has an electric Mustang. And yes, for the real car sounds, you push a button and it sounds like the car.
Okay.
Who knew?
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. That,
Well, what's the point at that point?
Because you want the sound.
Exactly. The first thing you guys said when I said electric Camaro in the future, and you were like, but what about the sound?
I know, but I mean, mentally, that's just like,
I know.
It's not like you do it and you feel it under, like on a Harley, you feel it and you hear it.
Agreed. We'd have to try one out.
For anybody driving electric cars now, I mean, they say they kind of get used to, it takes a minute to get used to the quiet, but eventually you do.
Yeah. Totally. Okay, we also have something from Tracy here. Just heard you all talking about grandkids and what name they call a grandparent. That was Sam, because you are?
Pops.
Pops. Mm-hmm. I have a granddaughter, and she will be 2 in a few weeks. She's been talking very well for a while now. She'll say just about anything after hearing it once. She has other grandparents and great-grandparents aside from me. I am Grammy. I'm the only one that she will not call me, though, anything. She says Pawpaw. She says Nana and Nani and Meemaw, but she will not say Grammy.
Huh.
She knows who I am. I'm with her the most. I pick her up from daycare more than anyone. Keep her most since she was born. But when you ask her where Grammy is, she will point to me, but she will not say it. No idea why.
Aww.
Grammy, I hope you get that Grammy someday.
Up next.
Jody has 3 things to know today.
3 things you need to know today.
Number 1, so far 26 people have been declared dead after this outbreak of tornadoes and thunderstorms through Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia. Just a trail of destruction. Mm-hmm. Storms that were over 100 miles long.
Unbelievable pictures.
I know.
And videos.
At least 12 of these tornadoes, 12, you know, at one time. Radar scans estimated that debris was tossed up to to 20,000 feet high at speeds of 65 miles an hour. FEMA is there. You know, federal aid is on the way. Number two, there were tigers that escaped during these storms. Did you hear that?
No.
Of safari, an animal safari zoo in Georgia that the tornadoes ripped through.
Uh-huh.
And some of the animal enclosures were compromised and two tigers escaped.
Oh.
So if it's not scary enough dealing with the aftermath of that. Now, they were found quickly.
Okay, good.
Tranquilized and then safely returned to their repaired enclosure.
Gotcha.
Scary stuff. And number three, John Wick Chapter 4 really killed.
I'm going to need Goodbye, my friend. It's
hard to die. Keanu Reeves just keeps improving in this whole franchise, improving with each installment. John Wick Chapter 4 was so far the franchise's best opening weekend at a time where a lot of people are not going to the movies.
Yeah.
And it made a ton of money, more than any of the others.
Three things for you to know today.
Sam's Got Music News.
Brought to you by AutoZone.
By now, since it came out Friday, you probably have heard Ed Sheeran's new song, Eyes Closed.
Just dancing with my eyes closed.
It's good.
Very good. And there's a part in here where he just repeats the same thing over. I'm thinking, man, that's number one right there. It's going to make it. Well, the video also came out Friday when he released the song. Mm-hmm. And if you watch the video, you see this big, giant blue thing following him around. It's a big blue furry thing with big eyes. It's just a blue monster, is what they're calling it. It came about because of a book that he read to his kids. He says he reads this children's book and they have an imaginary creature in the book that no one else can see. And he said that's what gave him the idea for the blue monster. The blue monster is sadness to him.
Right.
He said you go everywhere and it follows you around and engulfs you. You see it, you feel it, but nobody else feels it.
Right.
And throughout the video, the blue monster gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh.
If you're wondering why the monster's there, that's his sadness for him.
That's profound.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did he get permission from the book to do that?
Or? I don't know if the blue monster came from the book or he made a different kind of monster.
Oh.
By the way, 14 tracks on the album, Subtract, that'll be coming out May the 5th.
Mm.
Jody, if you love the Black Crowes.
I do.
And you love Darius Rucker.
I do.
And you love this song.
I love this song.
You need to be watching the CMT Awards Sunday night.
Okay.
Darius and the Black Crowes are going to perform this song together.
What?
And it's going to be a little tease because they're also recording a CMT Crossroads.
Oh.
Darius and the Black Crowes. That's going to air later this summer.
That is going to be good. You got to remind me when that comes around.
Oh, definitely.
Thank you.
That is going to be one of the better ones. And, you know, we already know the coronation coming up May the 6th for King Charles. Elton John, sorry, can't be there. Adele, I'm busy. Harry Styles, no thanks, mate. But somebody has stepped up to say, hey, you know what? I'll be happy to come and play for King Charles.
Ew.
Snoop Dogg.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being in Snoop Dogg.
Oh,
that's cool.
So smart.
Yeah.
All these people can't show up, won't show up, but the world is still going to be curious to see all of this pageantry.
He said there was a time in the 90s when they tried to kick him out of England, but Queen Elizabeth showed up and said her grandkids, William and Harry, love Snoop Dogg, so he's always welcome. And he says he wants to repay it.
Oh, the coronation just got so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider at 7:20.
Coming up next, thanks to the FTC apparently getting out of a subscription that you don't want, soon to be easier. We've all been there. You signed up for a subscription. You forgot about it. You're paying something and you want to get out of it. And it takes up your whole day because you can't get out of it because you got to jump through 16 hoops. You got to look for the fine print. Then you get on the phone. The FTC wants to make it easier for all of us to cancel subscriptions. Thank goodness.
They just want to put a cancel button on the website?
Kind of. Here's the deal. It's really long been one of their top complaints, and it's becoming so...
Makes sense to me, man.
Top complaints.
I've had some that have been so difficult to actually... Because even when you get to the point where you want to cancel... And you call, then you get the pressure to continue to subscribe.
That's
we hate to lose you, but how about this new offer?
Right. Yeah. Can I get you to one more month and see? Oh, I've been there. Anyway, so they're proposing, the FTC, a click-to-cancel rule that you have to make it If it took you two steps to sign up, it takes you two steps to cancel. Mm. If it took you one step to sign up, it takes you one step to cancel.
So be aware if it takes 10 steps to sign up.
So we're going to see how creative these websites get with hiding the cancel button.
I don't think they're going to get creative with what the FTC is proposing. They're also saying, and I'll get to what I mean with that, but they're also saying you should almost never have to call to cancel.
Yeah.
Which would eliminate the pitch.
I agree with that. Totally agree with that.
You just can click to cancel. Thank you. If the rule goes into effect, this is why I don't think you're going to get pitches in any other or difficulty. If the rule goes into effect, big fines for companies who don't allow it. Up to $50,000 per violation. Think about that if you're talking about a big company that has a ton of subscribers.
Yeah.
$50,000 per subscriber if they complain, that's a lot. It's not a done deal yet with the FTC, but they're saying that they would even help customers get money back spent on a subscription that you couldn't get out of. If it took you 3 months to get out of it or something like that, you'd get your money back for those 3 months. That's beautiful. And the other statement from one of the head of the department at the agency, she says, "We think we're on firm legal ground here to make a click to cancel button."
Good.
Yay.
Now you just have to hope that button goes to the cancel page and they don't get creative with, it goes to hey, we really hate to see that you're thinking about leaving.
Your cynicism is in full effect.
Just telling you how it is.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Indeed.
Actress Reese Witherspoon announced that she is getting divorced.
Get your stubborn self down here and give me a divorce.
Anyway. I was predicted in one of her movies.
Yeah. In fact, she couldn't get him to sign off on that one.
You guys know that she was, famously married to and connected with Ryan Phillippe for many years. And then they divorced, and that was rough, apparently.
They had a daughter, too, didn't they?
They have two children together. Yeah. And then she married Jim Toth. And you may not know him, but he's a talent agent in Hollywood. And she had even a couple of years ago said, one of the reasons my career flourishes is because my husband supports me so much. And he knows, he understands this business.
Yeah.
And she's always had good things to say. A source close to this situation says there's no big scandal or drama. It's two people who essentially became co-parents and they're not romantic about each other anymore. They've lost their spark.
Oh.
And so are you okay, Murphy?
Sorry to hear that.
Anyway, Reese's, statement to the world, she did it in social media with a great deal of care and consideration. We've decided to make the difficult decision to divorce after many wonderful years together. And it was a well-prepared statement.
Yeah.
The word is, too, she's even busier than before with all these wonderful
projects
from female authors and female writers, and she produces female-focused films.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Let you know why I spent almost three and a half hours in the movie theater this weekend. Jody, what did I tell you I was going to do this weekend?
Sit around. Oh, wait. Watch.
You didn't tell me what you were going to do this weekend,
John Wick,
Sam.
Chapter 4.
I'm going to need it.
Yes. Yeah. Wait, before you give us your review, for anyone who doesn't know, Sam, you find most things very meh, very average.
This is John Wick was 2 hours and 49 minutes. By the way, I did see the trailer for The Pope's Exorcist.
What?
You thought Cocaine Bear was a great trailer. The Pope's Exorcist, and it's got like Russell Crowe, one of those big names in it.
I want to get to John Wick.
John Wick, 2 hours and 49 minutes, did not seem like it, believe it or not.
Yay!
Yeah. Oh. Well, except for Murphy having to run to the bathroom a couple times.
Did you ask him to pause the movie?
No. I had my app running, so I knew when to go to the bathroom.
Nice.
But it's
forget about that.
The last 45 minutes to the hour of the movie, you don't go anywhere.
Don't do it.
You sit there because it's like nonstop fighting for like the last 45, 50 minutes.
I thought you said you kind of got tired of the fighting in the movies.
There are certain scenes in this one where it's like, okay, this is rehashed from number three or number two.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's new stuff.
He trains for all of this and really gets in it.
It's so well choreographed. I don't know who does that, but it's like it's perfect. It's like a dance. It's like a ballet watching him fight.
I love Keanu Reeves. No one is like him. He's back in the John Wick way
completely. And it's all John. Same voice, same mannerism, same suit. All some of your favorites from the past are in this one.
Yeah.
And You have to. I'm telling you this right now. Even though everybody else is going to get up and leave.
Don't leave.
At the end of the movie, stay for the entire 10 minutes of credits. Because after the credits is a scene.
Oh, 10 minutes of credits?
Yeah. And nobody in the theater. There was one other couple that stayed.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else left. And I felt like saying, hey.
Yeah.
There's something coming up. But it was like
a bathroom app.
Was it worth it?
The scene? It kind of sets the stage for
chapter five,
possible spinoff.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. But what's your Sam rating? 1 to 10.
1 to 10. I'd say it's probably an 8.
Wow, that's good for you.
It's surprising.
Well, for most people, that's a 10.
It surprisingly held you for 3 hours. It doesn't drag really.
Congrats on having a good review, Sam.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Earlier, we were mentioning about the 26 people who died in those storms and tornadoes that ripped through Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. Well, I'll tell you this. The National Weather Service said that the one tornado that hit Rolling Fork had a preliminary EF4 rating, which is the second highest possible rating for wind speeds of a tornado.
Right. Oh.
166 to 200 miles per hour for one of those tornadoes that touched down.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
FEMA is now involved and federal aid is rolling in as it should. Number two, ChatGPT. For those people who are already loving it, already using it in their lives and their
already
jobs,
cheating on essays.
There's one called OpenAI that revealed a breach to their system. And some of the users, it was a bug, and some of the users were exposed to, well, their personal data was exposed, their email, their credit card info.
Hmm.
So just know, it's new technology, and if you're great to embrace it, it's also subject to hacking and stuff like that. So just be aware.
Well, pretty soon it'll be hacking its own stuff, so.
Number three, March Madness. The final four teams have been determined for the men's basketball tournament, which will continue in Houston this weekend. UConn taking on Miami. That's the bid for their fifth national title. And then the Florida Atlantic Owls going up against San Diego State. They're the Cinderella story of this.
Both of them there.
And yeah, it's truly only the second time since seeding began that there has not been a number one seed in the final four.
Three things for you to know today.
Join our conversation anytime. We like hearing from you. So many ways to do that. 877-310-4MSJ or online.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
I shared the picture the other day that I'm being grateful for our new dog, Hazel, not eating Murphy's insulin.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Jody called me. She says, I got some good news and some bad news.
The bad news is she ate the box that your insulin came in, so I hope you didn't have, you know, prescription numbers on there that you needed. But I heard some commotion on the other side of the door. I was in the bedroom. She was in the hall, and I heard something rolling and her scurrying around with something, and I'm like, that doesn't sound right. And sure enough, your insulin was just rolling around the hall, and she was playing with it. And anyway, I knew you had I'd seen that you'd left it on the counter, and I found that odd.
I was going to say, how did she get it out the fridge? But
she didn't. Anyway.
This dog, her legs are so long. We haven't had a counter dog in quite some time. We've not had to worry about a dog taking anything off the counter.
This she could get stuff off of the top of the refrigerator, I think. Anyway, Jana says, we're going through the same thing with our 7-month-old rescued German. She broke my Vera Bradley glasses. She's taking contact cases, makeup, food, knocked over my meds and vitamins, running off with a vitamin capsule. I had to pry it out of her mouth.
Oh.
Fingers crossed they both grow out of these phases soon. Steve says, we have a lab that needs insulin.
Oh, really?
Isn't that funny?
Well, I've heard of diabetic cats, right, but I've never heard of diabetic dogs. I mean, obviously it can happen.
Yeah. My friend Rachel has a diabetic cat.
Yeah.
She can't believe how much it costs. Yeah. She's right.
But especially
since. Whoa. You got an animal who could care less if you're alive and you have to keep it alive.
That's a pet owner's prerogative.
Of course, yes.
And she loves her sweet cat. Wade says, I broke a bottle of mine one time, meaning insulin. Insurance won't cover it if you break a bottle. It was $600 out of my pocket.
Well, you know, look, thankfully the insulin makers are finally getting the prices to where they should be a four.
Yeah, that
you know
is
what I mean?
Happening.
Yeah. Yes.
And I want to say thanks for everybody who jumped in and gave some advice the other day on my Facebook Live about this baby, this dog, who's barking a lot. And she's just been a lot. Todd said, Hazel will find her groove, Jody. She's probably just afraid you're going to disappear from her life.
Mm.
It's true. That's why she barks so much at
she's
the moment.
And whines and all that.
We love hearing from you. Keep it coming anytime.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider at 8:20.
Coming up next, hotel rooms are dirtier than we think. So tell you what to look for and better yet, what to clean next. Came across this, thought we would share it before summer travel really kicks in.
Okay.
Hotel rooms are dirtier than we think or than they look. Mm. Before we get to the list of things that might be dirty that you don't think about in a hotel room, I want to say and flip this and shout out to all the people who clean hotel rooms. What a tough job that must be.
Well, that's why I always leave tips.
That would drive me nuts.
I know it is, but you know,
tips like don't forget to catch behind the toilet.
No, I actually leave money
on
the pillow.
Cash. Yeah, we leave cash. And every time I change the sheets, I'm like, ugh. I don't like this. This is a workout.
Yeah.
And they do that all day long. And vacuum and clean up. And
I'm a little surprised to hear about dirty hotel rooms, especially in the post-COVID world where cleaning has been everything. You know?
It's true. And so it's not true for every single hotel room. But when you walk into your room that you've booked and everything is shiny and bright and smells good, you don't know who cleaned it, how well they cleaned it. It seems really, really clean. Dirtiest parts of the hotel room. The number one thing we've all heard or thought.
Comforter.
Bedspread and comforter. It is. Beware, they don't get washed very often. Which, I mean, you don't wash yours at home very often either. But
it's part of the reason I gave Murphy that black light flashlight.
Right.
He doesn't remember to bring it when we travel.
Keep forgetting.
To use it at home.
Well, the only time I did bring it on a trip with us, the whole blanket lit up. So it was...
Where did you sleep
that night? Don't ask about what hotel that was. Okay. The other things that you should know about hotels that are not the that are not the cleanest. Do you want them?
Yeah.
The elevator buttons.
Well, yeah, everybody's
touching it.
Makes sense.
Just the remote in the room too, probably.
Yeah, the remote's the other thing.
I use my knuckles on the elevator buttons.
So your knuckles are dirty.
Well, yeah, but I'm less likely to lick my knuckles.
Does it have anything on there about the glasses?
Yeah.
Because I've seen reports on that stuff before, too. They really don't clean the glasses.
Well, they don't take them. They don't take them to the bathroom sink and wash them with soap and water and then let them dry properly.
A little shot of Windex.
Watch out for bed bugs, of course. Light switches, coffee pot, anything sitting on tables or nightstands have germs, of course.
Okay.
Just realize you're sharing that room with a lot of people with a small, kind of sometimes a small cleaning in between.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Indeed.
Big announcement from Adele over the weekend. She was playing what the world thought was her final shows in Vegas, Weekends with Adele.
Mm-hmm.
And she let the audience know, look, I can't let this go yet. Playing to 4,000 people a night, you know, it's not enough. So she's going to be coming back in June, and it's going to run June through November.
Yeah.
Some more dates.
Wow.
Adele at Caesar's Palace. She loves doing it. And by the way, it's a ticket presale. That thing has already begun with Ticketmaster Verified Fan, which we all heard about thanks to Taylor Swift. But Adele extending her Vegas residency. It's good for everybody involved, especially Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay. And the last time that we all sort of saw and heard Johnny Depp, he was in court, remember?
I thought it was diabolical that my children would have to go to...
So subdued in court, Johnny Depp. Well, and nobody knows kind of what he's been doing since. The word is he's moved and he's living quietly in the English countryside.
Oh, nice.
Which sounds lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, look, in truth, he gave this... you know, interview to a magazine that I'm actually a shy person and this is perfect for me. The great thing about Britain is that I can just be me and it's a nice thing.
Hmm.
No plans for him for any movies so far yet. I have a dear friend who inherited a home and everything in it.
Ooh, cool.
I'm not kidding.
In the English countryside.
where it's quiet and no one bothers me.
Murphy, it's actually in our old neighborhood, and you know that.
Yeah,
so,
right.
She's the one that I got the air fryer from.
Oh, okay.
At her estate. She let me into the house before she opened it to the public for the estate sale.
Right.
And
it's a really sweet thing. You know what? And this is proof about what happens when you're really nice to a sweet aunt and uncle.
Okay.
You get the house.
This is her husband's aunt and uncle.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And they left the house and everything in it to her, not to her husband and their whole entire family, all to my friend Jerry Ann. Now she's
and that was followed by, now don't tell anybody.
That's not true.
Are there lawsuits now?
No, of course not. The family's fine with it. They didn't have children.
Oh.
And they got attached to her, which is kind of cute. And I understand it. She's the most loving,
special person. She is.
Love her so much. So I went to her estate sale. This was months ago. Mm-hmm. I went to it before it was open to the public. I got the air fryer. I bought a dog bed. And I bought a mirror, one of those stand-up, lean-against-the-wall, full-length mirrors. Well, I bought it from her, paid her, like a Venmo or whatever. And I never picked the mirror up because I was in my smallish car.
Yeah.
I needed Murphy's Batmobile. So the mirror stayed. She has since had two estate sales, and we left the mirror. She just put a sold tag on it so that people could try on clothes in front of it and whatnot.
Right.
The house is full of things. She's had two estate sales since that time.
Is that normal? Or usually when you have one.
Multiple.
Yeah. She had so much, and she had other, she had friends who she allowed people to bring stuff in. So
okay.
So anyway.
Yeah, this is the first time I walked in. Jody said, "Yeah, they've already had two estate sales." I'm like, "This looks like the first one they're getting ready for."
That's my point.
She had so much stuff.
I bring Murphy Saturday to pick up the mirror right before we go have lunch, and we walk in, and there's just as much stuff as there was before. It's like a never ending thing for her.
So, what'd you buy this time?
I bought a pair of shoes, a really nice pair of Michael Kors shoes that this lady had. And wait, Murphy bought vinyl.
Yeah. Richie?
Yeah, vinyl.
No, vinyl.
Oh, right. I thought she said Lionel.
Right. Yeah, it's like some old school vinyl in there that I bought. And I mean, this guy was an incredible clock collector. I just was like 200 clocks.
He has 200 clocks in the house. He collected them. You know why? He didn't have children.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what's really weird? None of them have the correct time.